Good evening, ma'am. My name is Carlos. I'm just conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School, and we would like to hear from you about your experiences and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? In appreciation for sharing your opinion, you will receive a $10 gift card if you complete the survey, and you will also have the opportunity to sign up to participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for $50. And the survey is very interesting. Is the next question, not just for statistical purpose only, ma'am, is your zip code, do you currently live in Boston?
Yes, I do.
Is your zip code 02135?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, what would you say, and remember, this is just a study. By no means are we trying to insult your intelligence in any way, but what would you say is your gender, male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you, ma'am. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me is your age between 18 to 29, 30
I'm
to 44?
I'm older than that.
45 to 59, 60 to 74, or 75 and older?
Older.
75 and older? Thank you. And what would you say is your ethnic or racial background? White Caucasian? Black African American? American Indian? Alaskan Native?
Afro-American.
Black. Thank you, ma'am. And what is the highest level of that education that you have completed? High school? Attended college but did not complete? Trade or technical vocational trade? Associate's degree? Bachelor's degree or graduate degree?
Oh, gee, I thought you were going to ask about something else.
No, this is just for statistical purpose only. Then we're going to move on to the topics that I just mentioned to you, ma'am. But just for the sake of our research. Did you go to college? Associate's degree?
I never
high
did.
School?
I finished high school. I didn't go
Thank
to
you,
college.
Ma'am. Now, the next set of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. And in general, would you say that... Yeah, damn sure. But you say your physical health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fine, it's fair.
Fair, thank you. And remember, this is just a study for the Harvard Kennedy School, okay, and all the answers are completely confidential. And in general, would you say your mental health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, thank you. Moving on. Now, we are interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often do you have trouble falling asleep? Every day? A few times a week? About once per week? Never?
No, never.
Never. Thank you, ma'am. And I appreciate your patience. Now, how often do you wake up during the sleep and have difficulty falling back to sleep? Every day? A few times a week?
No.
But
no,
never?
I read and listen to the Bible. I watch Daystar every day, 24/7.
Excellent. Thank you, ma'am. And how often did you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued? Every day, a few
never.
Times a week? But never? Thank you.
Never.
Now, moving on. Now, the next set of questions are about how have you been feeling as of lately and during the past 2 weeks? How often have you been bothered by the following? Having a little interest or pleasure
None.
In doing things? Not at all? Some days? More than half a day? Or
None.
Not at all? Okay. Feeling nervous, anxious, or at
nope.
age? Not at all?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
And not being able to control worry? Not at all?
No, none of that.
Okay.
I listen to the Bible. I don't have that problem.
Excellent, ma'am. And I just required to read verbatim, believe me, but I do appreciate your patience. Not feeling down, depressed, or hopeless?
No.
Never? Not at all?
Like I said, I listen to the Bible. I don't have that problem. No depression, nothing like that.
I understand, ma'am.
I obey the Bible.
And that's excellent, ma'am. Okay. But I'd like to ask you a few questions about whether you have been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have any other following? An emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, or thank you, no.
None of that.
And diabetes, yes or no?
No.
And substance use disorder?
No, none of that.
High blood pressure?
No.
Okay, heart attack, angina, or coronary heart disease? Thank
you. No,
overweight
it's
or
going to be no.
No, I understand, ma'am. But it's just a study, so I'm required to read by better. I appreciate you letting me know, okay? Now, here are questions about what you think of your community and the relationships that people in your community have to each other.
The now, community for each of the following... is fine. The community right. is fine. Everybody's getting along with one another.
Excellent. For the following scenario, please indicate how likely you think is that your neighbors will act. If a serious issue develops in your neighborhood, like a rise in petty crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighborhood has fallen in a hard time, how likely is that your neighbors will come together to do something about it? Very likely? Somewhat likely? Somewhat
unlikely? Once in a while.
So how should I record you on this? Somewhat likely? Is that okay?
I guess once in a while they come together, they talk. They talk, have little meetings. I don't know what they be talking about, but I don't go to them.
No, I understand them. But the question is, if a serious issue develops in your neighborhood, like a rise in petty crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen in hard times, how likely is that your neighbors...
I don't know, sir. I really don't know. I try to stay away from it. I don't want to get involved with it.
Okay. Have there been a social get-togethers like a block parties or other gatherings on your neighborhood
nope,
during the past
nothing
year?
Like that here. Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
And in the past year, have you considered moving away from this community? Would you say yes
nope,
or no?
I was born here in Massachusetts. This is my home.
Okay. Understand. Now, I would like to ask you about the extent of which you agree or disagree with the following statements about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. Not during encounters.
I don't want to get into that either. I better hang up, sir. I don't really want to get into this stuff.